Well, did you notice in both those readings the phrase good deeds? Christians are to be rich in good deeds, said Paul in 1 Timothy, and we're to spur one another to love and good deeds, said the writer to the Hebrews. And that's what a program we've been doing now for the best part of this year called Connect 50 has been all about. It's been about doing good deeds. Now, I'm aware that this morning there'll be people here who weren't here when I launched this this idea back in February, and people who were here back in February and have forgotten completely what it was all about. And so I just want to give you a little bit of background and some context on where this idea has come from. And after that, then I'll give a little summary of what has happened, and then throw open the microphone and ask for other people to give their comments. And then we'll finish by just thinking a little bit about the next few months. So first of all, background. This is our 50th anniversary. We've been a church on this site for just on 50 years. The building next door, which is now called the Hall, was built in 1962. And we thought about how could we celebrate 50 years. And we came up with three big ideas. The first big idea you've seen advertised in the announcements this morning, which is about having a church-wide camp. We haven't done a church-wide camp for quite a number of years. We've been more used in recent years to having sort of different camps for different groups of people, men's camps and women's camps and youth camps and all of that sort of thing. Whereas we thought for the 50th anniversary, let's try and have one all-in camp in October to give us a chance to try and sort of meet each other, because we're aware that the church has grown over the years. Some of you might have remembered doing the National Church Life Survey late last year. I just got the data from that on St Alfred's. In the last 5 years since we did the previous NCLS survey in 2006 to last year when we did the most recent survey, 2011, according to the data that they have at NCLS, St Alfred's has grown by 51%. And I'm aware that the number of people who come to St Alfred's come from over 40 postcodes. So it's near impossible to sort of make new friends, new contacts quickly. It takes time. And I think you can achieve more, relationally speaking, in a camp than you will probably achieve in a year. So I really encourage you to make that a high priority to come. If you're the sort of person who's been coming to St Alfred's for a while and feel like you still haven't made any inroads, or you're the sort of person who's been here for a while and you feel like there are so many people here now that I don't know, you need to come to the camp. Ginny and I will be coming. I'm going to drag her along. We want to get to know you and understand more about who you are and where you've come from. So it'd be great to see you. That was our first big idea. Second big idea was to write a short history of St Alfred's. And the story is really encouraging. It's a story of faith. It's a story of hard work, of risk, of prayer, and the story of God's blessing. It's a story worth telling partly for our own sake, but it's also a story that I think which will help others, will encourage others. They'll be able to see just one little church in one part of Melbourne and see maybe some lessons that we've learnt that they could learn from. Gary Trelope has been working very hard on this. He's writing it, and it's been through a number of drafting stages and editing, and we'll be looking forward to launching it on the weekend of November 10th. And 11th. So there'll be a couple of occasions there, the Saturday night on the 10th and the Sunday on the 11th, when you could come and just hear some of the story, buy a copy of the book, join in the celebration of being a present member of St Alfred's. We're trying to connect with a whole lot of people who used to be here and inviting them back. So it'd be lovely for them to meet you and to see what the church looks like, not just in terms of building, but in terms of people, and to hear some of what your reflections are as present members. I've asked our local bishop, Bishop Barbara Darling, to write the foreword to it, and she just sent that to me last night, and she's very enthusiastic about the story and has been telling some of the story to the Archbishop, and she will be here on the Sunday with us on those services. So do come to that if you can. That's our second big idea, a history of St Alfred's. And the third idea began as a desire to bless our local community. Deep in the heart of St Alfred's is a desire to serve, a desire to reach out. There are many churches that are very internal, very inward-looking, but St Alfred's isn't one of them. And we decided that as part of our 50th anniversary, we didn't want to risk just looking in and looking back and looking past and just feeling, you know, sort of inadvertently the wrong sort of pride about being who we are. So we wanted to remind ourselves that part of what we're on about is about looking out and serving. So this idea started as how can we bless and serve the community, and that turned into this idea which is now called Connect 50, which was a range of activities where we could serve the community, do good, in other words, as the scriptures say. And so a little team has been led by Susan Morrie and Catherine Naylor over the past more than 12 months as they've tried to work up ideas and bring those ideas to you as practical options of what you could get involved in. You may remember that they put a little booklet of ideas together for the start of the year. Some of you have seen that. But always the idea of Connect 50 was simply to give some guidance and then give permission. It wasn't to say these are the only things you can do. It was just to lay out before you possibilities. So maybe here today you or your growth group have taken some initiative to do something we don't know about, and today might be a chance to just share a little bit about that. Or it may be that you've participated in one of the organised activities. And whatever it is, whatever part you've played, even if it seems insignificant or you don't want to say anything because it might feel like you're blowing your own trumpet, that's, you know, we're not doing that. What we're trying to do is say to ourselves, well, what have we been doing so that we can encourage one another, spur one another on to further love and good works? Now, what have we accomplished? Let me just run through a few things of what we've accomplished so far. So here's a little summary of some of the things we've been doing. So about approximately 50 people have donated blood to our local blood bank, and apparently that's saved about 150 lives. Michael is still alive. He's sitting here in the second row, so you apparently can give blood and still survive that. Approximately 75 people have served 900 meals to our neighbours in need through the Dinner Tonight program at New Hope Baptist Church down the road. We've provided thank you morning teas to the Nunawading Police Station staff and the Box Hill Oncology staff. That's us at Nunawading Police Station. Just let me read from a letter from Senior Sergeant Mick Jones, who's in that photo. Dear Peter, I'd like to express my gratitude on behalf of the members of Nunawading Police Station for the morning tea you supplied yesterday during our training event. Your kind thoughts expressed to my staff were warmly received. Please pass on my thanks to the members of St Alfred's who prepared such a sumptuous feast. A special thank you to Joy Beams and Louise Wilson who attended the station and served the morning tea. Could you also pass my thanks on to Scott Hansen who produced such a spectacular card? It is proudly displayed on our notice board. Kindest regards, Mick Jones, Senior Sergeant 19689, Officer in Charge, Nunawading Police. That was greatly appreciated. We've raised $815 from the $2 per day challenge, and $462 of that has gone to Mully Children's Family in Kenya. That's serving thousands of kids in a variety of orphanages under the direction of Charles and Esther Mully. And then we've also sent $352 to Hotha Mission, a more local organisation which is helping refugees settle in Melbourne. You may have seen recently in Contact that I said that Charles and Esther Mully would be visiting us in November, but they've had to stop that visit because they've got some issues back in Kenya. Things are not as settled in Kenya as they are here, and they won't be able to come. We ran a Random Acts of Kindness week. Hopefully that hasn't been restricted to a week and some random acts of kindness are continuing on. That might again be the sort of thing you might tell us about, something you might have done. New people here at St Alfred's have volunteered to help with existing service opportunities, such as joining in with LINK, Lump in the Name of Christ, which is a local sort of service agency that we're part of, and Kids Hope, which is a mentoring program at Old Orchard Primary School or in primary schools. And others have joined in the L2P program, helping young drivers who may not have parents to teach them and get them the hours up, have joined in helping those kids get their driving licenses. Just recently, we've helped down at the local school, primary school, Old Orchard Primary School, construct a small garden for the students. There's some of the lads there. It's a picture of Ash, Prosper, Max, and the teacher on the right is Kevin Purvis, who taught my children at one stage. And Ash's wife is probably behind the camera. She was also there. The school's garden project, in case you don't live in Whitehorse, was a front page article in the Whitehorse Leader in August the 1st because they were successful as a school in getting a grant of $1,000 from the Leader newspaper group. And the principal of the school, Mr. Duncan Cant, was interviewed for the article in the newspaper. And he was reported as saying that the idea for the garden came first from students and was supported by parents. And then he said that the support of an enthusiastic parent who had previous experience with a garden project at another school and a community group from St. Alfred's Anglican Church had also boosted the project. I think that's on the next slide, Colin. So that got reported in the local paper. We didn't seek that that report. It just got reported through the principal's goodwill. We've also made an increased donation to Blackburn High School to support the chaplain there. That seemed to be the most beneficial thing that we could do to support them. Yeah, I went with the team to Nunawading Police Station, and it was lovely. You go into the front of Nunawading Police Station. It's just a little sort of foyer area. And then once you've been accredited, so to speak, they trust you, then they let you in behind the scenes. And it's a bit of a rabbit warren in there. And you go downstairs and they have a training area, a little kitchen and everything like that. And it was packed. They had one of their very rare training days where I think they might have had 30 or 40 staff team in there. I can't quite remember. There were people coming and going. There were people in uniform with guns. There were people in civvies. Some looked incredibly young to be police. And you know that saying, don't you? And it was just, food was just brilliant there, and the ladies were there with me. And then at some stage, Mick, the senior sergeant, said to me, oh, look, we're going to go back into the seminar room. Would you come and just speak to everyone briefly? And I said, sure. And so I just took the opportunity to say to them who we were, why we were doing what we were doing, because I'm sure there were officers there who had no idea. They just saw the food and thought, oh, fantastic, but they didn't know where it had come from or why. So I just explained who we were. And I said to them, look, I don't know how often you get thanked, but I just want to say on behalf of the church in Blackburn North, we want to say thank you for your hard work, the stress you live under. We appreciate what you're doing, and this is just a little sign of our appreciation. And I just felt as a leader of this church, that was a wonderful privilege to be able to pass on that thanks on your behalf. And you can see from Mick's letter back to us that they really appreciated. So every time I drive past the Nunawading Police Station quite regularly when I'm taking David to school. So every time I go past there now, I actually know what goes on a little bit inside. And I find myself praying for them in a way that I never did before I went in there. And when I see police on the roads now, I actually think, now, are you one of the people who was at Nunawading? God bless you. I hope you get home safely tonight. You know, that sort of thing. So it sort of just builds those little bonds of affection as we go out into the community and serve. So we've come sort of towards we're getting into the latter quarter of the year. There's about 3 or 4 months to go. And we'd like to see Connect 50 keep on going. And I think there's one... there's a handout inside Contact, which will give you some ongoing ideas. Some of those are ministries that we've already been involved in. So you'll find that some of those ideas inside there. And as I said at the start, Connect 50 isn't meant to be an exhaustive set of ideas. It's meant to just stimulate thinking. The big idea is, you know, doing good, spurring one another onto love and good deeds, serving the community, blessing the community. That's the big idea. How you actually do that is only limited by your own imagination, your own energy, your own time, etc. We don't need to know what you do, but it would just be encouraging if you do something, either individually or as a growth group, to let Catherine or Susan know that, just so we can feed that back in, because it might give somebody else a practical suggestion that they think, oh yeah, we could do something like that as well. And it would just encourage us to know that things are still bubbling along. So please keep praying and seeing where God takes you in that. As Zoe said, it's great fun. So I want to thank those of you who've been involved already. I think this is a great part of celebrating our 50th anniversary. And my hunch is that there's still a lot of creative possibilities out there yet to be put into action. So let's keep spurring one another on to love and good deeds. And it would be remiss of me in finishing not to ask you to say a big thank you to our coordinators, Catherine and Susan, who will wave. Susan, thank you.